I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I listen to you guys every single morning on the way to work. You guys make my morning drive way better.
Duh, sure.
I love the show within the show, or outside of the show, whatever you want to call it. Steiny, Shasky, going at it. Talking about gifts at weddings, what to do, what not to do. Clearly, they just don't want to give anyone anything. That's fine to say that. To say don't want to give gifts out.
New year, new Steiny. He's smoking weed now.
It's good for him.
What was that?
Good for Steiny.
Film on mic.
I love
legal,
it.
Legal, baby. Let's go. Let's not make it a class whatever drug now, though. I guess we're trying to do that again.
What?
We're trying to like reverse like things on like what class type drugs are, and I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. I'm afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
That's it.
I'll just say this. For all the holier-than-thou people talking down on weed, okay? I've known a lot of people.
Wait, who's talking
there's
down
not,
on
just
weed?
Just hear me out.
Yeah.
There's no one I know in my life who's died because they smoked too much weed.
No.
I know multiple people who are either family friends or our friends or were my dad's good friends who have drank themselves to death.
Mm.
And I'm not saying one is better than the other. I just know I've never heard of anyone smoking themselves to death of weed. And I know plenty of people who have drank themselves to death. And it makes it really, really sad to me. So, yeah.
That's a good PSA. Please.
Cigarettes is a whole nother thing.
No, please be safe. That's your Odyssey one thing. And that I appreciate that with
you. I'm not telling kids to smoke weed. I'm not telling them to vape. I'm not telling any of them. I'm just saying like drinking. I don't drink anymore. I'm not saying I'm better than. There's obviously in life in general, moderation is the key to anything. But like drinking is so bad too. Like,
oh, it's well, the worst part about it is so readily available.
That's the thing. And
too.
It's in your face everywhere you go. And
time.
If you don't drink, there's the peer pressure and it's ridiculous.
Yeah. And you know what? I took the DARE program as a child, so I dared to resist peer pressure, baby. All right.
I remember those. They used to give like a cigarette to this like see-through lung thing and then the lungs would fill up with smoke.
Exactly. You see what it did?
Hey, the DARE thing did freak me out. They said that if you drink 140, you go into a coma. Two, you die. And I was like, well, I must have died three times this weekend.
Oh my God. Well, they would say those, some of those things and the numbers and the kids were like, cool, let's do it. Like, cause you have the knuckleheads. I was like, oh God. Oh man. You know, it's not cool.
Mickey's 40 was my thing of choice. What was yours?
Old
English?
No, Four Loco.
Rainier Ale?
Four Loco. Four Loco, brother.
That wasn't even around when
St. Ides.
No, well,
St. Ides?
No,
you were not a St. Ides guy.
Well, never mind. I don't want to get in trouble here. I don't want to promote like underage drinking. So I'm not going to say exactly the
Carter's like, I drank Courvoisier.
Alizé. 888-957-9570. We got the mayor of San Francisco joining us in 9 minutes, Mayor Daniel Lurie. We're going to talk about all the fun things happening around the Bay Area in the future and also right now because he stopped by Jimmy Butler's coffee pop-up, Big Face Coffee, and get his thoughts on that. Plus, we'll get his thoughts on some of his favorite Bay Area sports topics of the 21st century, Joe, as we're talking about the 49ers Super Bowl losses going up against Barry Bonds and steroids in our Bay Area sports topic bracket right now. And right now, Carter, what is the poll looking like compared to the losses versus Bonds and steroids?
Whatever you think about Bonds now, it's hard for, I think, a lot of the younger people to understand. He was Steph meets Draymond. And the reason why I say that is the excellence of Steph Curry, but all of the controversy of Draymond Green.
Right.
And not Draymond doing things off the field. I'm talking about just like the stuff that he would do on the field. Bonds, all the off the field stuff was as controversial as all the things Draymond does on the field. I'm not saying they're better than or worse than, and I'm just trying to give you an idea for the younger audience, like the Steven Rizzotto, for them to kind of understand. You were tracking this guy following one of the most sacred records in the history of America. Forget sports, just America. 7:15. You know what I mean?
Right.
7:56. Right? Like all those things. We were watching this guy track that while being the godson of one of the most popular players any sport ever. And he did a thing that was against the game that Bernie Sanders brought people, when he was a senator, brought people to the White House to defend themselves against because it was federally illegal.
The top 1/10 of the 1%, Bernie Sanders.
And Barry Bonds was a villain and a superstar and a superhero and a jerk and a local. Like, it was like everything.
And a local.
It was everything.
Everything was tied into
it. It was everything.
And I think, you know, we like to attribute steroids and we attribute, oh, bad steroids, bad person. At the time, no one really gave a rip until in hindsight, oh, everything's changing. Oh, I don't know, the safety of the sport. They weren't testing for it or they didn't care about it.
He did it.
Like all those McGuire, Sosa, Bonds, Canseco, all of it, man. But we loved it when it was happening. We all loved it.
Look,
and then we all wanted to be holier than thou. After the fact, if our guys weren't a part of it, see, they were the problem. They didn't play for my team, but when they played for our team, it was okay. We just did a lot of picking and choosing back then, Joe, which really just kind of pissed me off. Like, it was
selective jurisprudence.
It was stupid. It was stupid in hindsight. Now, some people still feel some type of way about it, the stigma of it, and they'll never let it go. I know our friend James Kincaid with the Golden State Warriors, long time just Bonds hater.
Wait, he's a Padre guy?
Well, formerly a White Sox guy.
Frank Thomas, online one. I give you a card of Auburn Frank Thomas, and I'll show you 33-year-old Frank Thomas, and you tell me if that's the same guy.
So you're telling me he ate a spinach is what you're saying.
I love Frank Thomas.
Big hurt, Hall of Famer.
Here's the irony. You don't do steroids unless they work, right? Like, it keeps you healthy, it makes you stronger, it gives you the ability to recover. So that's why you do it. But also, steroids don't let you hit a curveball. Steroids don't make you lay off the 3-2 splitter in the dirt.
No, they're more of a difference between a double and a home run. More of that.
Even then, yes. I actually disagree. You still have to have hand-eye coordination, discipline.
No, I know. I know you have to hit the ball. I'm saying for the big boys, for it to make a difference, it was the difference between doubles and home runs.
Yeah, but they weren't hitting them across the bag.
There were a bunch of scrubs still taking steroids that were going to be scrubs no matter what because they couldn't hit the ball.
Yeah, Bobby Estelea, online one.
I agree.
Right?
Yes.
Like, Bobby Estelea did steroids forever. Marvin Bernard did steroids forever. Those guys were still garbage.
Yes.
You know? Like, you take it for a reason, right? There's no doubt. Like, it did help a little. But, like, to think that it turns you from, you know, should have never been in the bigs to, oh my God, now you're a Hall of Famer. That's not how it works.
No. What is the poll at, Carter, right now? At 95.7 The Game, you could vote on these. Niners Super Bowl losses versus Bonds and steroids.
Yeah, you can vote for these on X at 95.7 The Game.
X don't give it to them, am I right?
Yeah.
I think the recency bias of the Niners is going to, and in football, is going to really tilt this over the top. But if I would have asked this same question, even after, let's just say, 2012, when the Niners lost that Super Bowl, it might still be Bonds.
Oh, the national topic was insane. Everyone was talking about it.
It's
Everyone.
Crazy.
Everyone.
Well, our poll has it right now.
What did they say?
49ers Super Bowl losses are at 54.2%.
So it's way closer.
Really close.
Either one of these could win the whole thing.
Totally.
I mean, all they need is a helping hand somewhere. It could push them over the top. No? Steroids, we're talking about it? No? Just inject life into the conversation. I'm trying my best here, guys. It's okay. Not all of them hit. It's fine, you know? I'm like Shane Gillis at the ESPYs. It's okay. It's going to hit or it's not going to hit. All right? I thought the Caitlin Clark jokes were funny, by the way. It sucks that she's not going to be in the All-Star game, by the way. That actually does blow, especially because they're in Indiana.
The Balco investigation, the top blew off like 0-3, okay? I will contend his 0-4 season under the white hot light of ESPN and every single newspaper when newspapers mattered, like just drowning out the coverage. He had so many people in the clubhouse every single day watching his every single move. No one wanted to pitch to him. Look up his 2004 season. It's one of the greatest seasons I've ever seen in any sport in my life.
Here's some sound. This is Brian Costello. Is this Brian Costello of the New York Post, I believe?
Okay.
Asks Barry Bonds about one Greg Anderson, Joe.
Brian.
Hey, Barry. There's a lot of people here tonight over here. There's a lot of people here tonight who helped you get here, but one person who's not able to be here is Greg Anderson. If he happens to be watching TV right now, is there a message you'd like to send out to him?
Why are we in that conversation?
Just looking around, there's a lot of people.
Just another negative question. I'm not going to get into that.
Jenny?
And Risotto was in my ear saying he believes that this was the night, actually, after the fact, that he broke the record, the home run, 756. So there you go. And that was Brian Costello, who had written an article in the New York Post. Number 756, Just Junk Bonds. And that was published August 8th, 2007. And Greg Anderson, obviously, the trainer for one Barry Bonds. Once upon a time.
Still living in the Bay Area, still working people out. I know a bunch of people that know him, and apparently a great guy.
Is he? Oh, yeah. That's good. That's a good thing to say about somebody.
So after the whole Balco thing gets completely, you know, the lid blown off it, he wins his fourth MVP, the oldest ever in the history of baseball, passing Willie Stargell. I'm going to give you these numbers, and they're not even going to seem real. 232 walks. He batted 362 with an .812 slugging.
Oh, my God.
A 1.422 OPS, 27 doubles, 45 homers, 101 RBIs, 39 years old.
Yeah, he was sick. He was sick.
It's one of the greatest seasons
I love
any sport ever.
You don't have to tell me twice. He was literally like my favorite player when
still
I grew up.
Still is my favorite.
Exactly. I think he's a lot of people's favorite player. They're kidding themselves, the people that get mad about it, that they did not enjoy watching it.
Imagine if, and I don't want to, I'm not trying to like put this into the ethos in a negative way. I'm trying to give people an idea to understand. Imagine if Steph or LeBron got caught for steroids in the primes
right
of
now,
their career.
Right now. Because right? LeBron's still playing at that level.
That would be what yes. we would be going through right,
right
now.
And it would be even like we have social media on top of it now.
Baseball was yes. one of the biggest sports in the game, in the country at the time. They were the superstars. Imagine if they would have got caught in year, you know, whatever. You know, like right, yeah, right now in their ages, like it would be unbelievable.
Well, it would be a collection too, because you said it. It'd be Steph and LeBron, because it was Maguire, Bonds, Sosa. It was some of the
Roger Clemens, seven Cy Youngs.
Roger Clemens, Palmeiro, right? Yeah. All these guys that we thought
it'd
were
be like
all Hall
Paul
of Famers.
George, James Harden.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, seriously, that's
yeah,
what it'd
yeah,
be.
Exactly.
And just think about where we're at now when it comes to the talking about steroids. And we do like to pick and choose, by the way, the sport. Does anyone give a rip when someone gets blasted for or get popped for steroids in football? No. Von Miller literally just signed to the Commanders, has gotten popped for steroids.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean Merriman won a Rookie of the Year and I think missed four games because of roids the very next year.
In football, we just pick and choose.
Sean Merriman lights out.
Yeah, lights out, right?
And we got the mayor on right now.
Already?
I think so.
Oh, we're going to get him courtesy of River Island. Says all guests of 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Joe, isn't it time for you and Daniel Lurie to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Mayor of San Francisco, Daniel Lurie on the Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, you two. How's everybody doing?
Oh, we're doing
fired
great.
Up. Well, you know, we're talking. We did like a little bracket of the best Bay Area sports topics of the 21st century. So like the last 25 years. And you as the mayor of the city, I know you're a big sports fan. I'll just rat-a-tat-tat some of them. The Warriors blowing a 3-1 lead. The Tuck Rule. The Kevin Durant saga. Jimmy G or Brock Purdy, are they elite? Barry Bonds and steroids. The Niners losing Super Bowls. The Draymond Green Jordan Poole thing. For your money, what's the one topic that in your household you guys can't stop talking about in Bay Area sports last 20 years?
Careful, Mr. Mayor.
Wait, what? Why are we starting on such a bummer? I thought we were trying to... I'm about lifting up the city, and you two are as well. I mean, we got the Valkyries. We got Kyla Thornton. We got two kids that were just drafted to the majors from San Francisco, Max Banks and Lucas Kelly. And you want to talk about Jordan Poole and Draymond getting? Oh, my goodness. Okay.
This must be your first rodeo, Mr. Mayor, because this is what we love. This is what sells sports talk radio.
I'm acting like the SF standard right now. I'm trying to find the negativity.
Oh, shots fired. Okay. I think the 3-1 and when Draymond got, you know, suspended for a game, that was pretty brutal. And taking my son, I'm such a diehard Niners fan that taking my son to that last game, losing in overtime, that was a heartbreaker. That we were right there, having to settle for the field goal and then handing the ball back to Mahomes was All right, you got me there. You got me down in the dump.
I know.
Look at you two.
I know. Let me uplift you. Let me uplift
you. I thought I was calling you all for some fun.
Well, let's uplift. I actually ran into your son last week at San Francisco Baseball Academy. He was coming out of the batting cages, looking big, looking strong, getting ready to go. And then I flip open online, and you know, I follow SF Flame, which is the baseball program here in the city, and I see a picture of all the young boys, your son included, with Donnie and Willie and Gerald Reed, and they're down in LA, and they're now representing San Francisco, which is the largest pony league in the entire country for baseball, which is crazy in itself. And now they're on this like magical run going to the Pony World Series. Like, explain that to me. What's going on right now?
They're not at the World Series yet, but they are on a run. They had a run through Modesto last weekend where they got to the championship game, and they faced a very tough Del Passy team, but the top two teams made it to LA this weekend, east part of LA County, and they won last night 5-1 over the number one SoCal seed. So the San Francisco All-Stars are on a run. They have a game tonight. They have a game tonight at 5:30 in Walnut, California, and they're assured another game tomorrow. But
that's awesome.
They win three more, then they're talking World Series. But as you know, one game at a time. but we had a great pitching performance from Zach Baden last night.
Nice.
Shut down the number two seed in this tournament. So they're doing great. They're having fun. Reports from the motel pool at 9 o'clock last night were that they had been in the pool for 3 hours consecutively. So they're having the time of their lives.
I'm rooting for them. I'm rooting for them. And I love that a bunch of city kids, inner city kids, are making their way in baseball, because there's all these negative, oh, there's not a lot of kids in the city and baseball's dead in the inner city. No. We're thriving, and there's tons of kids and tons of great ball players. You referenced two of them getting drafted into the big leagues. I thought that was awesome over the weekend. Two local San Franciscans getting drafted in the first 10 rounds. I mean, that was cool. And you got a photo with them.
Yeah, I got a photo. Max Banks, I think he is with the White Sox, and Lucas Kelly got drafted in the sixth round by the Mariners. I think I got that right.
I think you're right.
I could have reversed it.
Yeah.
And they went to Stuart Hall and Sacred Heart.
So cool.
It's amazing.
So cool.
And Willie coached them both at through the years at Pirates Baseball.
I love it.
Actually, what's funny is the Chief Crispin called me and said that his son went yard off of one of them, and that's still a highlight. And back in eighth grade, so shout out to Chief Crispin's son for that. That was funny. But man, it's so good when the local kids are doing well. So it's fun to see. Oh, Chesky, I wanted to tell you, you talked about fences, and
yeah,
so now you're seeing fences in these pony tournaments,
and it
makes a difference. And it helps make the game like more, I don't know, real. So a double is a double instead of a home run that just runs for hundreds of yards on the turf field.
Yeah, and then some soccer players at Kimball who are practicing on the side pick the ball up, and it's a dead ball. And what could have been little Timmy's first home run ends up being a ground rule double. It's the worst. Oh, Joe, you'll get there one day. Hey, we might get the All-Star game, Mayor. What's going on with that, with Oracle Park and the All-Star game? Are you involved with Major League Baseball right now? Because I know the Olympics is going to be down in L.A. in 2028, and it sounds like the All-Star game being up here might happen. That would be awesome.
We got some reports of that. I know the Giants are working hard on it. I mean, how amazing would that be? I'm in touch with folks that are running the Olympics down in Los Angeles, and we're trying to get some sporting events up here for the Olympics. So, you know, a couple would be amazing. But to have, I think it's determined whether or not these major league players can play in the Olympics. So I think there's a couple more hurdles to go. But, I mean, I was at the first All-Star game. What year was that?
07.
San Francisco. 07. So, I mean, by the way, that the way they ended that All-Star game on Tuesday night, I kind of liked it.
Yeah, it was pretty, the swing-off. Yeah, the swing-off was pretty cool.
The swing-off.
Cool.
I mean, oh my God, Schwarber, pretty That was, I don't know what to say. I know he's a Philly, but that was pretty impressive.
I agree.
Well, he was doing it here in San Francisco the other week, too. He was just here doing it.
Oh, my God.
I know. That splash hit he had.
Hey, Mayor.
Our Giants are looking good.
Yeah, they are. But, Mayor, I want to ask you about something, because we were talking about it actually earlier. Jimmy Butler has this coffee company, right?
Big face.
And and he has a little pop-up going in. And I told Joey, I go, hey, look, on our side of the city, there were certain, like, monuments, you know, like Mitchell's Ice Cream is like it's a legacy business on that side of the city. Going to get Mitchell's Ice Cream, it's a thing. And it used to be Luca's, like getting the raviolis and seeing the mural on the side. And so there was a part of me that was sad Luca's no longer exists there, but there was the other part of me that was happy that Jimmy Butler would be able to put his coffee company there and kind of like take it into the next generation. So how did that come about? You just got a phone call, hey, Jimmy's going to do the coffee thing, and you just showed up?
They're doing pop-up stores, and they're 2 months at a time, different vendors. And so Big Face is in there for 2 months. I have to say, Shasky, the coffee was really good.
Oh, good.
He really knows his coffee. So I was surprised about just how intense of a coffee lover he was. I don't know if you saw the video, but I was talking to him before, and he and I drink a lot of coffee. So I'm like, 3-4 cups maybe a day. He's like, oh, that's nothing. I drink 12 to 15 cups a day. He told me that he has a oat milk cappuccino before going onto the court every night. But by the way, I mean, the guy can ball, so something's working, but 12 to 15 cups, that was intense. I have to tell you, he could not have been nicer. Had such a good energy and vibe about him, like happy, really appreciative of, he had people around, like around the corner. So yeah, Luca's being out is sad, but adapting it and giving other brands a shot is helpful. And by the way, another athlete that I ran into this week was Colson McPivitz.
Oh, wow. Where'd you see him?
I saw he was doing a program, a 2-day program for young kids who working on physical, you know, up and coming football high schoolers. Cool. He was doing a 2-day program with my friend Tarek down at this Empower Gym in Jackson Square. But they were getting the kids out to the park, so they're doing something with Park and Rec. But Colton McKibbitz wants to invest in San Francisco. He wants to bring the locker room into the city. What an incredible human being that guy is. And I think we're going to be hearing more about him this year. He's taking more of a leadership position on the Niners. But I spent some time with him this week too. So, I mean, our athletes, Jimmy Butler, Colton, doing right by our city. It was great to see.
Yeah, and you've been doing a lot of really great things, Mayor. You know, I'm a big fan, and it's difficult. It takes a long time to kind of propel things forward, and you're just doing a good job, and I appreciate it. And I just want to, on the way out the door, is there anything going on for some of us native San Franciscans? I know I get these Park and Rec emails, you know, once every couple weeks, where it gives me all these updates on all the fun stuff that's going around. What's the coolest thing that's going on? I know we got Outside Lands here coming up, and we gave away some tickets earlier today. Okay. But what's the coolest thing for somebody who's looking for something fun to do with their family over the next, I don't know, let's say 6 to 7 weeks as we kind of end summer here and get ready for the school year? As the mayor, you kind of know about what's going on. So where would you direct people right now who are listening and looking for something to do with their kids?
Well, I think what just on the Outside landscape, we are going to be the music center of Philly.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Planet in August. August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, we have 3 straight nights of Deb and Company with great opening acts like Billy Strings and Sturgill Simpson. Those 3 nights are going to be epic. People from around the world are coming for this show. 60 years of Grateful Dead at Golden Gate Park. Then the next weekend is Outside Lands. And then the weekend after that, Zach Bryan is playing with Kings of Leon. Like there's no, any city in the world would want to have those 3 back-to-back weekends in Golden Gate Park. So that's something that's going to be awesome for San Franciscans. And then, as far as families go. I mean, go see the classics. Go see the DeYoung. Go see SF MoMA. Go see the Academy of Sciences. I mean, people sort of forget all the exploratorium. People forget all of the things that we have. Go to your public library. I've been checking out our libraries. Our libraries are world class. They're open 7 days a week. If you got to get your kid out of the house, get them off of the devices, take them to your local public library. I know that sounds like, but they're awesome. And so we have so much good stuff happening in our city right now. The music, the arts, and then our restaurants. Oh. Come on. Can't touch those.
I know. I've seen you on West Portal. My buddy Sean from Caliber, big fan of yours. My buddy Dino, who runs the wine bar there, the Greek wine bar.
And then, love that place.
Oh my God, Dino's the man. Dude, just don't let him put his arms around you. He thinks he's an Italian mobster these days. And then go say hi to my buddy Issa and JJ at Squat and Gobble. I love and Mozzarella to Buffalo. You know me. I'm a big West Portal guy.
Clearly.
And you got Elena's. Oh, yeah. I mean, you got John Dugan's other. What's the original Joe?
The original Joe's to go. Pizza.
You can't go wrong out in West Portal. You can't go wrong anywhere but West Portal. I was there last week. It was good to be back. That's cool summer days.
I love it. Well, tell Sawyer, give him a high five for me, and tell him to give Willie and those guys a high five. Keep representing the 11U Flame team for the city of San Francisco and our community. Go win a championship, baby. Let's go.
Let's go. Thank you, Mayor. Let's go, San Francisco. Go. Have a good one, you two. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, see you soon.
That is the mayor of San Francisco, Daniel Lurie, courtesy of River Islands, as all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, Joe.
So, like, you know how we have the Little League World Series that's going to be coming on your television?
Yes.
Pony, which is an alternate league with different dimensions and rules.
Let's just say you have more respect for the Pony League than you do for the Little League.
I grew up a Little League. Okay. I've been a Pony guy, not a Little League guy. So
I played it too. I played Mustang, which is
Is the Monterey County. Yes. The whole area does Bronco, Pony League as well.
Exactly, yeah.
So these guys went through everybody in Monterey. Yeah. They went through everybody in Modesto, which is like the Northern California region in the central part of it, because they have it like bracketed out. Now they go down to LA, and they got to face all these Southern California champions. And so if they can win a couple more games, they go to the World Series in Texas.
Oh, is that where they take place?
Well, that's where it was the last couple of years.
Now, where do they play? Like, do they play?
Oh, these unbelievable fields.
Well, I was going to say it's probably hot as you know what out in Texas.
Oh, my God.
July and August.
Joe, for us city boys, when we went down to Monterey, it was hot.
Carmel Valley gets, there's sun. Oh, my God.
Exactly. So I think it's really cool.
Well, it's funny that you brought up, like, and I like that because, like, hey, like, what do you mean there's new stuff? We got the classics here in San Francisco, and Risotto is in my ear. Yeah, go to Alcatraz. I've never been to Alcatraz in my life.
Really?
Ever. Not once. There's a lot of people I know, too, that have been, like, born and raised here that also haven't gone, because they view it as like a tourist attraction.
There's a lot of people that have never been on a cable car that are from here that have never walked the Golden Gate Bridge.
I wanted to like poke fun and say maybe we should go to Alcatraz now before, you know, it gets reinstituted as an actual prison, because that's what we want to do now.
I feel like as a local, though, you only go to Alcatraz to bring people from out of town to Alcatraz.
Correct, right? So
On your yacht, Carter?
Yeah.
Can you do that, Carter? Do you have one?
No.
Oh, not yet? You working on
it? I wish.
You wish? You and Captain Lee from Below Deck.
I'm watching this cruise documentary yesterday. It's called Finding Amy something or other. Amy so-and-so is missing, and it's about this woman who went missing at 23 years
old.
Amy Bradley, okay.
Is this like Gone Girl?
I'm never going on a cruise. I'm letting you guys all know this. I've now seen two docs, the Poop Cruise.
Other
one in the 90s. I'm never going on a cruise.
Well, then there's the Oceanographer one, right, where there's like...
I haven't seen that.
No, it's the one where they try to do like the submarine. Remember that?
Oh, that's the submersal or whatever, submersible.
Because there's a doc on that on Netflix, I think, right now, and it all obviously ended in horribly, and it was horrific fashion, and all those people end up dying. But who couldn't have seen that coming? Because literally, the writing was on the wall. But all these different documentaries, the Poop Cruise is up there for me, because it just sounds like a moment in hell. First off, I don't want to be in any cruise ship. I don't like being like on a boat for that long. Just something about it. I don't know if it's the Titanic, watching that or whatever. Just I don't want to be out in the water. I also don't want to be in a plane. I just want to be on land.
My favorite scene all time ever. Any television, any movie of Alcatraz, not the Birdman.
The Rock.
Not The Rock.
Whoa.
It's Batman. They did a television show and the Joker was pitching, playing baseball on Alcatraz.
Oh, is this like Adam West Batman?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And at one point, he like changes the ball out and then throws a pitch, and the pitch explodes, and he escapes Alcatraz.
Man, that's the old school Joker.
It's like in the 60s.
Name? What's the actor's name for the old school Joker? Actor name. Cesar Romero. That's right. He was the old school one. And then you got Jack Nicholson. And then obviously you got our guy, rest in peace, A Knight's Tale. Why is it Heath Ledger? There you go. Rest in peace. One of the all-time Jokers. Just still the greatest villain of all time, the Joker, right?
No, Darth Vader.
But he was kind of like a redeemed villain, right? Like, there's no redeemable qualities with the Joker. I love Darth Vader, too. I do. He was the chosen one. He turned back into Anakin at the end. He was a good guy.
I mean, again, you guys are showing your youth. Like, I understand what you're saying, but there was a point in time where Darth Vader was the greatest bad guy.
You don't have to tell me. Benny's favorite Star Wars character, bar none, is Darth Vader.
Really?
Yes. Kids love Darth Vader. George Lucas has spoken to this many a times. Kids gravitate to Darth Vader because he has a lot of power. Mm-hmm. What do children crave? Power. That's what they want. So that's why.
I'm trying to think other notorious bad guys. I mean, the bad guy, Scarface, but he was a good guy. Kind of like Tony Soprano.
Was he a good guy?
No, he was. Like, he was.
Oh, he didn't blow up the kids in the car. He's a good guy, but he'll kill all those other people for drugs.
Like, that's the whole point. It's like, he's so bad, he's good. And he's one of the few with morals.
Yes. Morals. Yes. When I think Tony Soprano, I think him beating up his sister his morality. Well, stop
technically
it.
Technically, he killed Manolo because he had some weird infatuation with his sister.
Oh, he sounds like a great guy. Sounds like a great one. You know what? Just give us Fast Five, please, for the love of God. I mean,
I'm afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
Oh. All right, my final thought. I want to give love to my cousin JP Money and his beautiful wife, Alexis. They just gave birth to their first baby, a baby girl. I don't even know the name just yet. I'm getting pictures right now.
That's awesome.
It looks like mom's healthy, the baby's healthy, and my God, it's a giant, giant Porter child. I love you dearly. Can't wait to meet her, and congratulations to you guys. And John, your world is completely over.
Kids are awesome.
No, they're amazing, but I love him, but he is the center of his own universe, and he's going to learn, like I did, that no longer
exists.
This
is baby number one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so this is going to be fun. That's very, Tommy Call, former host here and producer of 95.7
The Call.
Game. Congratulations on baby number two for Tommy.
Tommy the
Welcome
fourth.
And Tommy Call the fourth. Quattro.
Incredible.
There you go. So he's
I think
got
we're going to hang out in
he's
a couple weeks.
Nice, that's awesome.
Yeah, because he's got a pool in his backyard, and I want to use it.
Oh, well, there you go. Just bring a gift. What do you got, Carter?
Yeah, I'm actually read some interesting news here during the show.
Having a crisis?
They're going to start charging for you to dock your yacht at Alcatraz?
Wow, this went all different directions. So Trump actually is planning on signing an executive order that would limit NIL money for college athletes. What do you guys think of that?
I mean,
I'm all in for it.
I don't even know.
I have no idea. I thought the Alcatraz thing was coming then.
That's what I thought you were going.
Alcatraz is back. We're going to put everyone
no,
there.
No, sports.
Sports related.
Doesn't he have like some sort of a thing going on health-wise right now too?
Which one?
Yes.
With his hand. Something's going on with Trump's hand right now.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
No, I think it's his lower body, his legs.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
okay. Because they were like,
infection. Who cares?
You know when you turn on your TV, I have the Samsung TV, it just automatically goes to news.
Yes.
And I'm like, I can't change it quick enough to YouTube TV.
Right.
Or to Comcast or Xfinity.
I'm going to, for my final thought, I'm going to shout out the Earthquakes and Captain Christian Espinosa on making the MLS All-Star Team. The game is in Austin, Texas, next Wednesday, July 23rd, between MLS All-Stars and the Liga MX All-Stars, which is the Mexican League. And Christian is going to be playing alongside probably one of his childhood heroes, I would assume, Lionel Messi. So that's pretty freaking cool to be a part of the All-Star game for the Earthquakes. So shout out to Earthquakes and shout out to the All-Star there. Christian Espinosa, who's going to be playing alongside one Leo Messi. Pretty freaking awesome. Risotto, good job filling in this week. Crushing it. What do you got?
Yeah, so shout out Sam Lubman coming back next week. Just keeping his seat warm. Earlier in the show, Spadoni, you mentioned, what is your best, I guess, caught in 4K moment,
yes,
right?
Yes, everyone was scared to call in. That's fine.
Everyone was scared to call in. We referenced the Coldplay incident that has just gone viral.
Let's play it one more time for those that haven't heard
it. Let's play it.
Yeah. Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Uh-oh, what?
Ow!
either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Both, actually.
Yeah. So I thought of my favorite Cotton 4K moment. It doesn't involve me, but it does involve one of the best Seinfeld episodes of all time. It was the episode, The Marine Biologist, when George Costanza is going out with the girl who he tells he is a marine biologist. And it just so happens that they come across a washed up whale?
A whale, because Kramer was hitting golf balls into the beach.
And the golf ball got stuck in the whale's breathing thing or whatever.
Blowhole.
Yes. And George was called upon to be the hero.
It's the greatest.
He had to convince, or I guess admit to the girl.
The sea was angry that day, my friends.
That is the best 4K moment that I can think of.
George has a couple of them in Seinfeld. I referenced the earlier one where he's caught on the television at the U.S. Open for tennis, and he's eating the hot fudge sundae, and it's melting all over his face.
And there's the other one where George Steinbrenner thinks that he's dead.
Yes, and then he changed the Yankees jerseys.
Was it to wool or something? Yeah, to wool, and it ripped. Yeah, were you the guy that thought about the wool? He's like, yeah, but I'm also the guy that, you know, but he's so
George
good.
Is a walking Cotton 4K.
Who's the closest to George at the station?
That's a great question. George
is getting upset.
Matt Nahegan?
No, it's just Sam Lovman is George Costanza.
No, Lovman is Newman.
No.
Or Kramer.
Newman's too calculated. He's too calculated. That Sam Lubman is George Costanza.
Who are you, Shasky?
Yeah, who are you?
I'm Jerry.
I knew that was coming. That's why. Well,
another Cotton 4K. Jerry picking his nose, but he's actually scratching it. And then the girl kept trying to tell us, "I was scratching it. I wasn't picking it." She's like, "I know what I saw." It's like,
I'm actually probably more Larry David. Like just Larry David in general. We just call my dad the Frisco Larry David.
I think we all are Larry David, and we
just the guy who runs things.
No, just bizarre stuff happens to me, and I'm like, what? What is wrong with you people?
Well, I kind of had a Larry David, like, as a parent moment yesterday. I know we're up against it, but, like...
What happened?
The awkward socializing when you're both at the swing with your kids and there's another parent there.
Is that your kid?
That clearly is, like, commenting on me talking to my kid. And I was like, I really don't want to have a conversation with someone else, right? I was one of those guys. I really don't want to talk right now to another parent.
You know what you do? Just, you know what the move is now? Oh, my phone's ringing, and I just pretend like there's someone on the phone.
Right. No, and I'm usually a nice guy, and I'm very outgoing. And
producer
stuff,
call.
It was one of those. Yeah, it was a producer. Call. You heard it. You guys were there.
I gotta go.
Screaming.
It's Lubman. I gotta go. Give me a minute.
Right. That was it. By the way, we'll finish up the best Bay Area sports topics of the 21st century next week, because it just ran away with itself. There's so many different topics. We haven't even gotten to the Warriors blowing a 3-1 lead yet. We haven't even gotten to that one. We'll do it on Monday.
Wait a minute. Spoiler alert, the Warriors blew a 3-1 lead?
I don't know if you heard that. It's coming up on a decade, by the way, next year. That was Fast 5 brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Steiny and Goo next, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Sports, man.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.